From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
These days, a lot of rappers are trying to use their popularity as recording artists as a way to develop business ventures outside their music, be it clothing, cologne, or liquor. Usually, I'm fine with these extracurricular endeavors, but I simply have to put my foot down when certain rappers try to bring their hip-hop swagger to the silver screen. These money-hungry rappers have subjected humanity to cinematic catastrophes such as The Wash, Soul Plane, and For God's Sake, I Got the Hookup. The list goes on and on. Most of these films have the same cliched and regurgitated scenes of toilet humor and pointless sex that don't advance the plot in any way. And they create an image of African Americans as overly promiscuous, marijuana addicts, and criminals. What's really demoralizing about these films is that they're often either hood movies with the rapper co-starring as that jive-talking friend, or like Eminem's 8 Mile, loose biographies about a struggling hip-hop artist trying to make it big but who's being pulled down by the streets. Honestly, how hard is it to pretend to be yourself? Believe me, I do love hip-hop and my black brothers and sisters, and everyone has the right to express themselves artistically. But where's the personal pride? I'd like to think if I had worked hard enough to become a successful musician, I wouldn't risk my credibility doing a lousy B-movie with, say, Steven Seagal. No matter how much I might admire his undying loyalty to that greasy ponytail. I'm not suggesting that all rappers shouldn't act. I guess I just want them to make their films the same way I've come to expect them to make their music, with originality, realism, intelligence, and effort. With Perspective, I'm Quincy Mosby.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.